the opinions you love, the history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Is this on? Can you hear me? Yes, you can hear me. Good evening, folks. It is I, the Surfer. And we are here for another episode of What Are You Reading comic book show. What volume are we up to? 18 or 19? It's like in my old age, I just lose track of these things. But doesn't matter, we keep chugging on with this show, whether you listen to it or not. And of course, I want you to listen, I'd rather you call in. And you can call in one of two ways. You can call in by calling the area code 215-253-4516. Or you can Skype me at SilverSurfer_Forever. We'd like to take your call. Talk comic books and comic book news and some movies and some life and liberty, pseudo happiness. Yeah, it's, I won't get into the personal politics, but I am a bit sad. That's all I have to say about that. I'm sad. Who's on the line?
It's Jordan.
Jordan Cobb, how are you?
You know, I'm good. Just got back from Austin today, where I actually started reading a new comic, and I saw a little movie I'd like to discuss.
Okay. What's the movie? They're not discussing, but I just want to know what the movie is.
Pacific Rim.
Oh, we'll get into that.
Oh, good.
Okay. Did you see the original Pacific Rim job? I mean, Rim. I didn't mean to say that. Did you see the original Pacific Rim movie?
It is so funny. What do you mean original?
Yeah, it's on DVD. You can order it. Although you might have been too young when the original came out.
I don't remember this being a remake.
Because you was probably too young to watch that kind of movie.
No.
Yeah. What do you mean no?
I can't tell if you're fucking with me right now.
No, there was a porn called Pacific Rim.
I never heard of an original. Also, there was no inklings of this being a remake.
No. The movie's not a remake, but there was a porn called Pacific Rim.
Porn.
Came out years ago.
Okay, I have not seen it.
I know. I'm just joshing. Just jokes. And my co-host is finally on the line because he's late to work, as always.
Dude, I was waiting on you.
You don't have to wait on me. You know, 6 o'clock. Call me.
I can. Yeah. Wouldn't that interrupt your show?
Well, a little bit. I mean, unless you mute it when you call in. So anyway, Jordan, hold on a second. Steve, how's things in your life?
Sorry?
How are things in your life?
Pretty good. It's all right. This week didn't do much, but Evolution was on, which is a fighting game tournament, which I've been enjoying. Some good games, including Super Smash Brothers. And that's pretty much it. Hello?
Yeah, I know you said pretty much itch. Jordan, and you just got back from a week of sinning, right?
Yes.
Shame on you, man. I thought you was a Christianly man.
Shame on you for shaming me.
I think you was a Christianly man. Didn't go out and party.
Have you met me? There is nothing Christian about me at all.
I didn't think you drink the devil's drinks and partake in his ways.
Hold on. It's not my fault the devil's drinks happen to taste delicious.
Shameful. Anyway.
Shame on you for shaming me.
I just don't want to see you go down that path, man. 20 years from now, you be sitting there drinking your hand like every 5 minutes, wondering what happened to you. But anyway, you want to talk about Pacific Rim?
I would love to talk about Pacific Rim.
So let's look at the box office on that first. What's wrong with you people? You disappoint me. People, you disappoint me. Came in third place, $38 million. I'm glad it came to Grown Ups 2 was in second place. And I really want to go out and smack people upside the head for spending their money on that movie. It's really that bad. And when I sat there at the screening, right, I had people behind me talking the whole time, and they was really enjoying the movie. And all it is people walking around in a day. That's it. It takes place in one day, no story. It's the last day of school, and these guys are hanging out because they're friends. Unbelievable. Now, Despicable Me 2 broke through and became the number one movie for a second week in a row, so I'm glad it prevented Grown Ups 2 from being the number one movie. Thank God.
I'm now sad that Pacific Rim is not the number one movie, which it should be.
And look at this. So far for the year 2013, top movies are Iron Man 3.
Okay.
Man of Steel.
Alright.
1 and 2 like they're supposed to be.
Wait, what?
1 and 2 like they're supposed to be.
Okay.
Monsters University is 3.
Haven't seen it.
That other superhero movie, Fast and Furious 6, is 4. Excuse me. Yeah, Oz the Great and Powerful is number 5. But it's about to drop because Despicable Me is closing in fast. And in a day or two, it will be the fifth highest grossing movie. And it will probably surpass both Monsters U and Fast and Furious by the end of next week. It's only $8 million away from Monsters U. So, because minions rule. Star Trek is 7. Cruise is 8. Great movie. World War Z, 9. Great Gatsby is number 10. Who would have thunk it?
Get on sales for it.
You say? Say it again.
I say you don't say old sport.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen the newest version yet, but I know Gatsby says old sport like every 30 goddamn.
Yeah, he did. He does.
Because I read it's also because I read the fucking book.
So you read, huh?
Yes, I read. Believe it or not, people in the South are capable of reading.
I didn't say because you live in the South, you didn't read. I don't know. Didn't say that. Anyway, so Pacific Rim, you saw it. I saw it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw it while I was in Austin in IMAX 3D.
You saw big kaiju monsters get their ass stomped by Jaegers.
Yes, I did.
What'd you think of it?
Oh, hold on. Stand back a moment. Hold on. Stand back. Oh my god, let me just fucking watch this. Goddamn awesome.
Nipples are still hard from it, huh?
Oh my god, you should feel how hard my nipples are. I can fucking cut glass with these babies right now. It is but in the old series, it's like seeing this in IMAX 3D has got to be, without a doubt, one of the best theater-going experiences of my life. It is just... Okay, here are my thoughts on the movie.
Everything in IMAX is super awesome.
Yeah, well, here's my thoughts on the movie itself. It has a pretty standard paint-by-number story. But there's some interesting writing involving the kaiju and the Jaegers, and there's some really good acting via Charlie Day and Ben Gorman, who I personally enjoyed as the Pickering scientist. You can't help but love Ron Perlman as a guy selling kaiju body parts in the black market. And Idris Elba, because it's Idris goddamn Elba.
Yeah, he might be the closest thing I have to a man crush.
I will fully admit I have a man crush on Idris Elba. But I didn't mind Charlize Hunnam and Riku Kitui as the two main leads. Get granted, I've never seen Hunnam on Sons of Anarchy, because I don't watch Sons of Anarchy, and all I really know him from is the underrated Fox series, Undeclared.
You know, there's a lot of British people in this movie.
Yeah, no shit. And I only know Rinku from being in Babel.
Yeah.
But, it's Clifton Collins Jr. I like this part.
When I saw him on the screen, I couldn't remember his name until I saw him in the credits.
Clifton Collins Jr.?
Yeah, I'm like, I know who this guy is.
He is the one playing Tindu, the Chinese-American Jaeger technician.
He was playing a Chinese-American?
Given it outside, the first half is a bit uninteresting because it kind of does take its time event. But what this movie is really worth it, and what the fighting, oh my god, the effects, the fighting, the axes. This really made me feel like I was like a 12-year-old boy watching all those monster movies like Godzilla, Mothra, Attack All Monsters, fucking Gamera. Just, oh my fucking god, I love this movie. Honestly, again, IMAX 3D. This is the way to see the movie, IMAX 3D. I cannot stress this enough. It's fucking great. Now again, the movie may falter with some of the character bits and some of the story. But let's face it, people are basically going to go see this for giant fucking monsters fighting giant fucking robots. And you know what? Where it only halfway sort of delivers on the characters and the story front, this movie completely delivers on giant fucking robots versus giant fucking monsters.
They're not robots, man. They're Jaegers. Get it right. Don't call them robots. Robots are dumb. Jaegers are cool. Jaegers.
Can I finish, please?
Maybe. Go ahead.
And this film has a grand epic scale that is just beautiful and just fucking great. Okay, I'm serious. Watch this fucking movie. Fuck grown-ups too. Don't go watch that piece of shit. Go watch Pacific Rim. This movie gets like... all serious talk. With IMAX 3D, I'm giving it a spill rating of better than 6. Because it is so good. Honestly, letter-wise, I give the movie an A-. It's just so fucking good. I've not had this much fun out of a movie in theaters at all this year so far. It's just, God, yeah, I love this movie so much.
Steve, you can chime in at any time now. You've been pretty quiet. Is he still on the line?
Did you see Pacific Rim?
Yo, he saw it. He saw it before me.
Oh, well, what'd you think, Surfer?
All this talk about the story and the acting, I didn't give a damn. I wasn't there for that. What is wrong with you people? I wanted to see some butt kicking, you know?
Hello?
Oh, so you're back.
Sorry, it's my mic. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
I was hearing, but I was talking, and I guess you couldn't hear me.
No, I'm like, chime in.
Yeah, it's my mic, sorry. Go ahead.
You know, I hope this movie does well. We can see more in this genre. I mean, like, I know a lot of people want to see a Voltron movie. You know, it'd be alright for me.
No offense, but to do a Voltron movie, it ain't gonna have shit on Pacific Rim.
Well, it depends on, you know, Voltron would take place in space, so you never know. But, I mean, they have the ability to make these kind of movies. We've had it since the first Transformer movie. And, you know, I hope Michael Bay took some notes. That's important that you can tell.
No, you know what? Pacific Rim is exactly what I want out of a live-action Transformers movie. No, because it got rid of the bullshit of stupidly, painfully, unfunny, awkward, look how weak we are characters. I cannot emphasize enough how much this just tells Michael Bay's Transformers movie to go.
Right, because all he does, he blows stuff up, and then in between that, there's a lot of silliness and goofiness and
stereotyping.
You know what?
Stereotyping.
You know what? To me, this is more this really is more Transformers than the Michael Bay Transformers. Sorry to the five people who championed those fucking movies. I hate to break it to you.
And those kaijus, man, they had some looks in their face that was scary as hell.
Oh my god! I gotta say that little fight.
Go ahead, sorry.
That's what I was about to get to, the winged one. That made everyone in my theater lose their shit. I was like, yeah, that's a pretty cool fight. Said, oh my god, he has fucking wings and he's flying it to Jaeger into the fucking air, and oh my god, that's amazing.
Yeah, before it had his wings, that thing does look scary looking. It's just, it's like,
You know, when they show the first monster and it's at the Golden Gate Bridge, you look at its face and it looks like it wants to be mean and menacing, and quite a few of the monsters look that way. And people are just stupid because they're like, oh, I'm gonna spoil this, so you can turn the volume down for a second if you don't want to hear this. I'll give you a second. Alright, ready? They thought they could build walls to keep these monsters out. Wow. Politicians, man, they can really, you know, they're the worst monsters. They make up shit that just get us all killed. But anyway, enough about that. So, Steve, come on, talk.
Sorry. Are we done?
No, are we done? You got anything you want to add in?
Specific Rim? Are we still talking about that? I thought it was a low full price movie. The acting may be bland at best, but the movie delivers in the action, the action scenes, the special effects scenes. That was an A+. The story, it's nothing new, it's not special, but it's okay. Some characters were over the top, but it's still a fun movie to watch in the theater.
Yeah, and the movie also takes from other movies, you know. like the small alien design. You know, that looked familiar, and the only thing I also wish I would have saw was, like, when those other Jaegers or some of the other Jaegers are fighting, that you got a longer fight out of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, you know.
Still. You know what would have been cool? What if you killed the kaiju, and the kaiju had some of those giant insects coming out of their bodies, and that would be like a whole messed up problem to deal with. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Next time, we got to get Ultraman down here to help us out with some. I want to see an American Ultraman movie, but Hollywood would mess it up. They would, because they would get Michael Bay to do it, or Jerry Bruckheimer to produce it, and then Johnny Depp would star.
Johnny Depp.
It's Godzilla.
Could you imagine Johnny Depp pulling
out? I'm going to destroy your city now.
Could you imagine Johnny Depp pulling out the beta capsule and turning it into Ultraman? But like, get the. Never mind.
I'm not familiar with Ultraman. Is it just a robot?
No. I'm gonna try to make this as quick as possible. Okay. Ultraman comes from a plane. I think it's M80. It's called.
Yeah.
And they're like a police force in a way.
Yeah.
And in the original Ultraman series, these creatures broke out of a prison and came to Earth. So Ultraman was sent to take care of the problem. But upon his arrival, he caused the death of a science patrolman named Hayate. So he gave up his life force to Hayate so Hayate could live. He gives Hayate the beta capsule. Like, you need, if there's trouble, just push the beta capsule.
Uh-huh.
And he turns into Ultraman. Now, the thing about Ultraman was, you know, the science patrol would try to stop a monster. They would fail miserably. Hayate would have to run off so he could change the Ultraman. He would change the Ultraman. Now, the TV show, usually the fights would last about 3 minutes. Because after 2 minutes, Ultraman's warning light would start to blink. And then after that third minute, the warning light would stop and Ultraman would be dead. So he had to fight quickly. Now, supposedly the reason is, you know, that's all they had time as far as effects was 3 minutes. And uh-huh. The storyline they give you on the TV show is that the planet he comes from doesn't have any pollution. So Earth's atmosphere is toxic to him, and his massive size makes it even worse. So, as soon as he turns into Ultraman, he's automatically dying from the Earth's atmosphere, from all the pollution and stuff.
Yeah, I see.
At that time, as a kid, I didn't understand what that meant because, you know, I'm like, I don't see no pollution in the sky. It looks clear to me. You know, I didn't understand how pollution worked then. I thought pollution was you would see smog in the air, and that's pollution.
You fought Captain Planet with how pollution was.
Say it again now?
You fought Captain Planet with how pollution worked.
Oh, so that lasted about a year, and the last episode, his warning light did give out, and then of course, another Ultraman came down, rescued him, and you know, defeated the monster, and they took him back, and they promised he would come back once they healed him. He never came back, and you know, as a kid, I waited and waited for new Ultraman episodes. It never came on. You know, it was heartbreaking. And then later on, I found out there was other Ultraman series. You had Ultra 7 after that. And then Ultraman's been around to this day over in Japan. They're just not here. They did bring a Australian version of Ultraman that really sucked. Big time. It was bad. I watched every episode because I'm like, I gotta get my Ultraman fix on, but it was bad. And then Fox had Ultraman Tigra, I think, for a season. Came on the Fox box.
Damn.
And then, of course, as a kid, didn't get Ultraman, but we did get Johnny Sacco and his flying robot, which put a little kid in control of a giant That was a robot. That was a real man's robot. And he fought monsters. But the difference between Ultraman and Johnny Sacco, there was a villain who was behind all the monsters. What was his name? Guillotine, yes. He was trying to take over the planet. And then you got the Space Giants, who was, the bad guy was Rodak, so on and so forth. So I hope I educated you.
Yeah.
Jordan, what did you say you read while you was in Austin?
Yeah, I picked up a tray of a image series that I am now thoroughly addicted to.
Well, what?
The Manhattan Project.
By Hickman,
I think. You got the trade?
Jonathan Hickman and Nick Patera.
You got the trade?
Volume 1.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to talk now? Okay. To summarize the book for someone who for it is pretty much, it's a story that's set in an alternate timeline, alternate history, where at the end of World War II, the Manhattan Project is just a front for more historic science fiction. Main characters in the book include like Joseph Oppenheimer, who really destroyed his twin brother Richard to take over his position there. Albert Einstein, Richard Feynman. They got Franklin Delano Roosevelt as an artificial intelligence. And fucking Harry Truman, who's like just the worst president possible. And Enrico Fermi. The book is just great. It's got a lot of great ideas. It sets up so much ambitious things and pays them off in the same issue. I read the first trade called Science Bad, which collects issues 1-5. I am well addicted to this series now. It is a lot of it. Jonathan Hickman's always been a favorite writer of mine. Of course, I first noticed it was his fantastic music Fantastic Four run, but that what made me go back and check out some of his other works within comics. Now the art by Nick Patera is pretty good. It's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, the art style, but for me it works pretty well. It's like there's a lot of chaotic craziness going on in the book, and it's the art style that's just right for it. Just thick. There's so many funny lines, but pretty cool, inventive, out there action sequences that just make your jaw drop with excitement.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got a new caller from 773 Erica. Who's this?
This is Chicago John, Silver Surfer.
Jonathan. My lover.
Chicago John.
Talk about sinning.
Didn't I just recently see you?
Didn't we live together and sleep in the same area and everything?
Y'all slept together? Woo, what sin? Damn.
Everything.
Hey, it was vacation, okay? Whatever you do in Austin, we'll
No, that's sinful, sleeping together like that. I'm sorry. I can't have that on my show. This is a family show. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm going to stop the show for a second so I can stop the audio. So everybody mute themselves for like a minute, and we will be back on the other side of this little song, okay? Thank you.
All right.
All right, must do some promoing. Thank you for listening to this show. The show comes on every Sunday around 6 p.m. Now, we do broadcast live on a site that's mostly dedicated for wrestling. So, on certain Sundays, we may come on a bit earlier in order to accommodate wrestling pre-shows, okay? That won't start probably for another month or two, but... And as far as those wrestling shows go, you want to tune into them because they come on every week. First one is every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. There's Durant with Double A. He broadcasts live in stereo on this site, plus on Stitcher, I believe, TuneIn Radio. And, you know, you can get on iPod, on iTunes, I'm sorry. And he goes over the weeks of wrestling news and does roundtables and talks about Raw. There's also the Wrestling Calling Show every Saturday night at 8 p.m. William Morgan hosts that show, and he goes over wrestling news also, talks about indie wrestling and female wrestling like no other, so you don't want to miss that. And there's also the Ringside Report, which comes on weekly, but that's not a set time or day. Follow them on Twitter at Ringside Report Podcast for day and time to find out when the next episode of the Ringside Report is on. And they go over ROH and other independent news. And then once a month, we have Old Head versus Young Buck. And that's Rage and Lee. And they pick a topic and they discuss it from the bench point of a young snot that don't know what the hell he's talking about, and older general thinks he knows it all, and it's good stuff. Okay, there was one more thing I wanted to say. And don't forget to listen to the feed on this site. You know, they repeat all the shows, plus there are other added shows that you can listen to that are part of the feed. We just added a new show this week, and I gotta get the name of it. Oh, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, which was on prior to me coming on the air live. So they're new to the network, and you know, you want to catch them on the feed, you can. And guess what? With Comic-Con coming up next week, and we will be covering it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Three big nights of talking Comic-Con news. Tune in Friday and Saturday night at 9 p.m. and tune in Sunday at your regular time of 6 p.m. where we will discuss all the big news coming out of Comic-Con. Wish I could be there, but I didn't win any contest so I could get a free trip out there. But if you're going to be there, give us a call. Tell us what you think. You know, you stand in line in Hall H, and you know, you can call us. We'll take your call. One more time, the number, if you want to join this train wreck, is 215-253-4516. Did I forget anything?
Nope.
Okay. I got to get a script as far as the promos go. Because I'm tired of remember this. So, Jonathan, you still with us?
I am.
Okay. So, how was your week? Had a good time down Austin with your secret lover, Jordan?
I had a fantastic time. What happened was the Still 13 stayed with the Still 13.
Okay, yeah. Nobody brought me back a souvenir, but that's okay. One day I'm going to
show you something better than that.
Yeah, we brought you us. We brought us back and our love for you.
Yeah.
Bullshit. No.
Okay, fine. I got you $5. Shit.
That's better. Steve, guess what?
Yeah.
You know what I like the most in this world? I like
women.
Besides my comic books, besides a good steak sandwich, I love being right. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm telling you people, I'm right more than I'm wrong. I will admit when I'm wrong, but I'm never wrong. I'm always right. And what was I right about this week? Remember a little story we got into about Karen Gillan, Jordan's girlfriend from Doctor Who, being in the Guardians of the Galaxy?
And I remember.
And I put it out there that I think she's going to play Nebula. Well, the word is that's who she's playing. That space pirate that claims to be Thanos' granddaughter, Nebula. Any thoughts on that?
That's interesting. Expand Tenno's history, I guess, but I don't know. It's kind of an obscure villain.
No, she used to be a big villain at one time. They just haven't used her. I have not really seen her around since Infinity Gauntlet. I mean, because she really did take a beating. And, you know, there wasn't... She's a cosmic character, and when, like, the cosmic stuff came out with DNA and, you know, all the annihilation, she just wasn't involved in it. And since then, like, she barely comes... She's never really been to Earth, so...
That's true. Yeah, that would be interesting. Is that it, or are they going to announce more?
Well, I'm about to tell you. Benicio del Toro is going to play the Collector. Okay.
Collector.
Yes, he's one of the elders of the universe. You never heard of him?
Oh, I remember now.
And let's see. Lee Pace is going to play Ronan the Accuser.
Oh, that's how that's asked. You can't have a Guardians movie without the Accuser.
But is he going to be the Ronan from the past that was basically a villain, but only because of the Kree? Or is he going to be the Ronan that's now that's not really a villain, but still does what he needs to do?
Well, they really want to do a straight up adaptation of what they got now. They would go with the current run. But I wouldn't mind if they did original.
I guess my take would be they will mix those two characteristics you just mentioned to put them together.
What, the Collector and Ronan?
No, the Accuser, those two personalities you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I really like when they did the Annihilation and they did his miniseries, they really made him a good character. I mean, he was always just there to take on the Fantastic Four, Avengers, and you really, he was like very one-dimensional, and they broke him down to, you know, who he is as a person, and it's like what he does isn't necessarily evil, but he has a job to do, and he does his job as an accuser of the Kree Empire, and he's more, I don't know if you would call him a warrior or so, he's more like a soldier, I guess. You know, he just does what he has to do.
Who, Ronan?
Yes, and he's loyal to the Supreme Intelligence.
Yeah, the Supremo. Yeah.
Yeah, he won't be showing up, I don't think. You have something to say, Jordan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did anybody... Although, go ahead, real quick.
Okay. By the way, read up on some new comics. Daredevil number 28.
We're on the news. Hold that thought until after we're done, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on to it. Hold it tight. Did anybody see the trailer for Dragons 2?
No. Wasn't it like a teaser? They just showed the dragons flying?
Well, they show Hiccup and Toothless flying together, and Hiccup got this gear on, like he's ready to fight, and they're flying fast in the air, and then he's like, "Are you ready, bud? It's gonna work." And Hiccup, let's go. He disconnects himself from... No, sorry. Yeah, Hiccup disconnects himself from Toothless. Falls off, free falls, and then he pulls the cord, and he starts to glide. He got little glider wings. And then he pulls another cord for a little tail on his back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both gliding together. And then at the end of the trailer, and Hiccup is taking off his helmet, and he's a lot older and a bit handsome.
But still legless.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can't grow back a leg, but So apparently this movie is taking place well after the TV show. So I'm wondering, when the TV show comes back, will he be older than the TV show, or will this take, will the TV show still take place before this particular movie?
I guess the TV show will be sort of like a prequel to the second movie.
Well, then the TV show takes place after the first movie.
Yeah.
And so the question is, when the TV show comes back, will it continue from, will he look older on the TV show or not? And will everybody else look older?
Well, my guess is they'll do that after the, you don't do the older versions of those characters, they have to do it after the movie.
And, you know, it's, you know, they, the thing is, you know, Hiccup, he started off, everybody thought he was a wimp, he, you know, was useless as a Viking, and now he's growing up, you know, big and strong and everything. He's got his little dragon companion. So,
When is this coming out? Did they announce? Did they tease anything?
Yeah, next year.
Oh, next year. Okay.
Okay. Who caught Beware of the Batman?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, I watched it.
Jonathan?
No, I didn't. I was gonna wait for you guys to watch it before I watched.
Okay, let's hear some thoughts on it.
I surprisingly, it was good. Even though I didn't like the art style of it, but it was pretty good. I liked it. It was something different, which I liked. I enjoyed it. It's pretty good. I might continue watching it.
Yeah, does this take place, because they had the characters, the two characters, they had Mr. Pig and everything. That was in that one comic where Dick Grayson was Batman. So this is like that, or is it still Bruce Wayne?
It's Bruce Wayne, but no, these two characters are newish characters, and they've dealt with Bruce Wayne as Batman too, so.
In the comics that they are treated like psychopaths, but in this TV series, it's more like they're eco-terrorists.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the art style because it's similar to Green Lantern, and Green Lantern has got me used to it. Now, in this cartoon, it's Bruce Wayne is Batman, but Alfred is not the Alfred you know. He's not this kind old generally butler. This is a hard ball. You know, I caught the show at the end. I thought maybe he was Lex Luthor at first.
What?
I caught, when I first tuned in, it was near the end of the show, and when I saw him, I thought he was Lex Luthor.
Jesus.
And then, you know, I found out it was Alfred. And this is a hard ass whose job is to protect Bruce Wayne, but he wants to protect Bruce Wayne as Batman also, so he wants to go out and help fight crime.
What?
Yeah, I mean, he feels that he needs to be there to watch Batman's back. Batman's like, look, you protect Bruce Wayne. Batman doesn't need your help. But by the end of the episode, he's come to realize he does need a little help. And that's where Katana comes in. Because Alpha gets hurt, so he can't really protect Bruce Wayne or Batman, so he hires Katana to be Bruce Wayne's new bodyguard and driver, and she'll fight alongside Batman.
Okay, well, I thought the plan was okay. I mean, I didn't mind the animation style. It is something one's gonna have to get used to, but I like the voice acting. Who is this guy voicing Batman? Because he's
That was rude.
Because he's honestly really, really good. I like the story. So, the kidified version of Professor Pig was just like, that really is just all about weird.
Come on now, you can't get upset with that. I mean, the Joker.
No, I can't. But I'm just saying it's a little jarring to see, right, exactly what they went down with, because I wasn't knowing what I was going to get. Rhymes. And I liked Mr. Toad. Udo Kier as the voice of Mr. Toad was fantastic. He actually was really good. The action sequences are actually really good. I like the cinema style, like the cinematic flair this has, very similar to Batman the Animated Series. All Gotham. And obviously, we got some Grant Morrison influence with the addition of Professor Pig.
Right, right.
And Mr. Toad. I'm interested to see where the show goes now that we got Katana set up and we're going to get some more villains. Let's not think about Robin right now. Let's focus on Katana. And right now, I'm interested. I'm going to give it a few more episodes.
Well, it's my job to watch these shows, so I have to watch them. So, I can talk about them. I'm still putting up with the pain of Teen Titans Go. And it's not bad, but it's not what I want. And it's just week after week of watching them just act foolish and don't fight crime and
it sounds like it's getting worse, better as a short Teen Titans Go.
Speaking of shorts, did anybody see the Wonder Woman short?
I saw the preview. Is it the preview you're talking about? Because I haven't seen the full thing.
They showed it at the end of Beware the Batman. They showed like the first part.
Yes, Surfer. I saw it and it's fantastic.
She looks more like Wonder Girl than Wonder Woman.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I thought the same thing.
Week ago or so, Chris Pratt, who you know from Parks and Rec, was going to be playing Star-Lord. He did tweet a picture of himself, because he is working out to get in shape for the role, which he needs to do if he's going to play Star-Lord, because on Parks and Rec, he's a bit on the pudgy side.
Chubby side, to be more accurate.
He's getting ripped from his pictures.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, you should have seen his latest picture. Oh, my God.
All right, calm down, Jordan.
I'm not... Dude, no.
Drink a glass of water, man. It's not
that
like...
Hey, this does not require a boner. Pacific Rim does require a massive erection for hours.
Okay, look, I don't care. I'm fine, you getting off a movie, but... Tone it down with Chris Pratt. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, Marvel and the Agents of... Marvel's Hawk and Agents in Smash is going to roll out on multiple platforms, okay? It's about to come on Disney XD in another month, but you'll be able to see that beforehand. Now, the air date for the first episode is Sunday, August 11th, but beginning August 1st, you'll be able to watch it on DisneyXD.com, on the Disney XD app, Kindle Fire, iPad, iPod, iPod Touch, as well as Disney XD On Demand. On the same day, Disney.com Hawk will launch the Gamma Storm Smash game, where fans can play as the Hawk and other agents of Smash as they blast their way through treacherous Gamma tornadoes to reach the Negative Zone for the final boss battle against Annihilus. What do you guys think? Excited? Going to be corny or what?
It's going to be the vein of Ultimate Spider-Man.
You think they're going to make a lot of jokes, huh?
Yeah. Oh, no, don't say that. They took out writers from Earth's Mightiest Heroes. They can do something like that.
Well, some of the writers from Earth's Mightiest Heroes does the Amazing Spider-Man and Avengers Assemble, because a lot of episodes is written by Man of Action, and they work on both cartoons, and they're probably working on on Hulk Agents of Smash, so. Did anybody see Avengers Assemble today?
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's no Avengers, it's no Avengers Assemble, but I mean, it's not the last Avengers, but you get used to it. I'm getting used to it, you know. That old Doom showed up. It's word out that Fox is going to do an X-Force movie. Jeff Waldo to write, likely, and direct the X-Force movie. And X-Force creator Rob Liefeld has been saying, yeah, it's going to be an X-Force movie. What do you think?
It's going to be what?
An X-Force movie.
Oh, okay.
For Fox.
That is interesting. Are they going to tie into the X-Men universe?
If it's Fox, they can.
Yeah. So it.
Do they have Deadpool?
Deadpool wasn't a part of X-Force.
Oh.
Depends on.
Well, no, he did join the team after a while, I guess.
Yeah. For a short period of time, I think.
He was on Ultimate Spider-Man last week.
Oh, Deadpool. Oh,
that's still on?
Say it now?
Yeah. Actually, I can't believe that show's still on.
It's popular amongst the age group they're shooting for, so.
You know what? If you starve a child in a cabinet for 3 months and you offer him a piss in a cup, he will drink that piss because he's so starved. So, yeah.
Movie news, Martin Freeman has completed his filming of The Hobbit. Former Doctor Who star Catherine Tate joins superhero comedy Super Bob. I don't know much about that particular movie. Did anybody see the trailer for the Ant-Boy movie?
Yeah, I did. It looks like a fun movie. I really like the trailer. It's a German movie.
Yeah, is it gonna come here though?
It's coming here too.
No, I'm asking, is it gonna come here?
Did they show this in Sundance?
I don't know.
Because if they did, it might get it might get published here.
Well, it could get into a, if it's subtitle, it could get into a
limited release market.
Now this is not comic book related, but I saw the trailer today for a remake to Unforgiven. Which, folks, I have posted on Facebook for the What Are You Reading comic book show on Facebook. So I repost these things so you can watch them. Wrong one. My Unnecessary Movie Review has it. I also have a group page for that, the Unnecessary Movie Reviews, which, of course, I have a review up for. Me and Steve did it. Joey, I wish you could have been around. You could have been on the review for Pacific Rim. And other movies that are, you know, remember, I will be getting up a Red 2 sometime this week. I can't do RIPD to the end of the week, so, but we'll have it up probably by Friday. So it's a remake of Unforgiven, starring, what's his name?
Ken Watanabe,
yes. And it looks good.
Yeah, I saw the trailer too. It looks amazing. It looks good.
You know, for a movie that you wouldn't think we remade, it looks real. It looks good. It looks intense. Looks as good as the American version. So, and you know, it couldn't have got a better actor.
to play the Clint Eastwood role, so. You excited about that, Jordan? Jonathan?
I still gotta see the first one, I'm forgiven.
I'm trying to figure out if this is more of a samurai movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a samurai western with the same storyline, where they're hired to kill a bunch of men who, you know, took advantage of a prostitute and cut her face up, and the sheriff of the town, he's kind of corrupt and harsh, and they have to deal with him, and you know, in the original Clint Eastwood, he used to be this cold-blooded killer, but he's no longer that man because he met somebody who changed him, and he has kids, and you know, he goes out to do this job with his friend who was played by Morgan Freeman, and things don't go right. And what I love about Unforgiven is it shows that everybody, there wasn't no good guys or bad guys when it came to the West. Not to say it wasn't good people out there, but like when you are killing people with a gun, you are not a good person. And
yeah, there's a kind of a relationship between the samurai and the Western movies, because they've done remakes of each other, like the Magnificent Seven is a remake of the Seven Samurai.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's other remakes of other movies, but it's interesting. Now, who's doing this? Is this a Japanese production? Because I saw the Weinstein logo on it.
Well, they'll probably bring it over here. I don't know if they're involved with the creation of it as far as it being made, but you know, the Weinsteins, they do get a hold of stuff and put their name on it and distribute it.
This is one. I'm looking forward to this. I think it's coming out later this year. And I love samurai movies.
Yeah, you know, and you get that scene like when he's in the bar and he takes out all those people. This time he probably pulling out a little samurai sword and cutting people down. And so. Now, who said it didn't see Jonathan? You say you didn't see Unforgiven?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, well, y'all need to rent that Netflix or something. It is a great Western. I'm not even a Western fan, but definitely stopped being a Western fan after that debacle called The Lone Ranger. Man, I can't say enough bad things about it.
Have you seen the first A Fistful of Dollars?
Yeah, I've seen Fistful of Dollars. I've seen most of Clint Eastwood's Westerns.
Yeah, I think that was a remake of another Japanese samurai movie.
Yeah, a lot of Westerns were remakes of, you know, and vice versa. And, you know, what did Lone Ranger do this week? Let me look at the box office.
Oh, yes.
Oh, number five.
Yeah, $11 million of wasted fucking money.
America.
What?
71 million total.
Yeah, 71.
Out of 260.
You know what? Budget. $71 flushed down the toilet. That's what I'm saying. It's made almost 120 million worldwide. Man, if you want to, if you know, I could give you a better investment by wiping my behind with that kind of money and giving it back to you. I'm sorry. I can't take it. This movie's just so bad.
You didn't like the racism with the natives?
Hell no.
Come on now. I think everybody a little bit too hard on Johnny Depp. He got one eighth Native American. So,
yeah, okay.
You know, it's all good.
Okay. Yep. Yep. I'm 1/6 superhero, so. Why haven't Marvel called me and put me in a movie yet? That's what I want to know.
What movie will you be besides, sir?
Doesn't matter. If I have a drop of superhero blood in me, I should be playing a superhero in a movie. And yet they haven't called me yet.
All right, look. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring. Hello, Mr. Surfer. This is Marvel. We heard that you're interested in being a hero. What can you do for us?
I want to be the surfer, the true original surfer.
Anyway, so we're almost done with this show. Any final thoughts? That sounds good.
Oh yeah. Read the Justice League.
Lock and key. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, dude, Jonathan, you go ahead.
Yeah.
Because I love hearing your sexy big voice.
Lock and key had 2 issues left before it's over, and they're not really gonna be over. They're gonna be over after the 2 issues, and then they're gonna have some kind of epilogue and prelogue. So, but last issue comes out in August. This last one. It's actually really good. It's getting really good. Who knows what's going to happen to him in between evil demon child versus the Key family, or the Lock family, whatever the family are. So,
you know,
get on the lookout for that.
I watched the Power of Lock and Key at the New York Comic Con a few years back, and it's a shame Fox passed on it, because it was an interesting episode.
Oh, you saw the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they were shown it at different conventions.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get the point of it. Like, people were liking it. It seemed like they were liking it, but it, you know, it wasn't leading to anything, so.
I guess they didn't want to take a risk on it.
And then you got 2, which almost had a show as well.
Yeah. I don't know, because there's so many problems with doing a 2 movie. Putting out a movie where Asian guy has to eat body parts just to get information out of them may sound kind of offensive to some people. Just
yeah. Jordan, you said you had a book you wanted to talk about real quick. Make it quick. Jordan? Did he hang up?
Yeah, I guess so.
Let me see. No, he's still on the line. I don't know. He must have... He slowly blow. All right, folks. We're going to end this show, but don't go nowhere, because this is a pay-per-view night. So stick around the chat room so you can discuss all the happenings of the WWE Money in the Bank pay-per-view. I'll be in the chat room, Double A, and everybody with the network. And you can be in the chat room, too. And you can be watching the pay-per-view. And you want to discuss who's winning and who's losing. And I'm hoping Cody Rhodes brings down that briefcase tonight. That's what I'm rooting for.
Oh, yeah, brother. Better watch tonight.
So, thank you for listening. When we'll be back, not Sunday, but Friday night, so we can go over the Comic-Con news. So, gentlemen, are y'all going to be around for that?
I don't see why not.
All right, so keep an eye on the news so we can discuss it, so I don't have to do all the heavy lifting, okay?
Is this a one-hour show or 10-minute show?
Give or take one or the other, you know, however long it takes to discuss all the big happening. What?
It depends on how much news it was.
Exactly.
It was. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody say the good nights.
Peace.
I don't know what happened to Jordan.
I'm back.
You back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You sound different. Your balls dropped or something?
No. Something happened.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Say goodbye and don't say another word.
Bye.
Jonathan, say goodbye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Peace.
Bye.
してたと嘆くにはあまりにも時は過ぎてしまった。まだ心のほころびを癒せぬまま風が吹いてる。一つの目で明日を見て、一つの目で昨日を見つめてる。君の愛の揺りかごでもう一度安らかに眠れたら。乾いた瞳で誰か泣いてくれ。絶望と罠が仕掛けられてるこのチャンス。何が良くて悪いのか、恋の表と裏みたいだ。どれだけ生きれば癒される。